أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at Quran City, we will now look at Kaaba Corner. This is in the bottom left of Quran City, and because it's the month of Dhul-Hijjah, we're still focusing on the Kaaba. These are three chapters that pertain to the Kaaba in essence. One is Suratul Hajj, which is Surah number 22, and Hajj is the pilgrimage. Suratul Fil, which is the elephant, that's Surah 105, and that is linked closely to Suratul Quraysh, which is Surah number 106. But today, we're going to look at Suratul Hajj, which is Surah number 22, a Madani Surah with 78 ayat. And the focus of the Surah starts off with an introduction to the Day of Judgment, and then three kinds of human beings. You have the believers, the rejectors of divine guidance, if I can say, the defiant rejectors of guidance, and then those who are sort of on the edge. The surah takes its name from Ayah 27, where Allah describes Hajj, and it's the rites of Hajj in this surah. And finally, the other focus of the surah is an exhortation to establish salah, to serve humanity, and to strive hard to reach one's full potential in order to be successful and get divine help. This surah is probably an awesome, a remarkable surah for several reasons. It's revealed both in the day and during the night, on a journey and at home, during war and during peace. And it actually defines a Muslim as one who establishes salah in his life, gives zakah, in other words, serves humanity, and holds on to divinity, and in essence holds on to divinity through his words, which is this awesome book. We've divided the surah into eight sections. It starts off literally in quite a scary note, where Allah says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O human beings, ittaqu rabbakum, be God conscious of your Rabb. In zalzalata sa'ati shay'un azim, the shaking of the hour is going to be something great, something grievous. And Allah describes the Day of Judgment when every nursing mother will abandon their child. One who is pregnant will miscarry, but the human being will be disorientated as though he or she is drunk. And in this section, which is Ayah 1 to 15, Allah describes the three kinds of human beings. The first type are those who defiantly reject divine guidance. They dispute. They arrogantly turn away. They recognize that this is the truth, but they influence others to turn away. In other words, they're influencers in the other direction, and there is humiliation in the world and punishment in the akhirah. The second type are those who are sort of on the edge of a cliff. They believe when things are good, but they turn away when they're tested. They turn away completely, and these lose the dunya, lose the world, and the akhirah. And finally, in one verse in Ayah 14, Allah describes those who believe. He says, Inna Allaha, indeed Allah, yadkhulu alladhina amanu, He will make those enter, those who believe enter, wa'amilu salihat, and manifest their belief in righteous deeds and good deeds, deeds that mend, jannatin tajri, in gardens, tajri min tahti al-anhar, beneath which rivers flow, Inna Allaha yaf'alu ma yurid, and Allah does what He pleases. The second section is an exhortation not to give up divine guidance and hope in Allah, but it's in the form of a parable. It says, "Man kana yadhunnu an la yansurahu Allahu fi dunya wal akhirah, falyamdud bi sababin ila as-samaa'i thumma liyaqta' falyanzur hal yuzhibanna kaydahu ma yadhib." Whoever thinks that Allah will not help him in this life and the hereafter, let him stretch a rope to the heavens, to the skies, then let him cut it, or to the ceiling, then let him cut it off, then let him see if his struggle will take away that which has made him angry. So it's like a person who sort of thinks he's following guidance, or he's got hope in Allah, he's sort of climbing up. Imagine a rope up to the sky, and imagine, or to the ceiling, and imagine you climbing up. But every time you look down, you don't think you've made any progress. So you get a little bit fed up and you cut it off. Cutting it off will not make anything better. It will only make you fall. So Allah is saying, my help is always going to be there. You do your best and then hand it over to me. In other tafsir, we find that the help of Allah will always be with the Prophet, regardless of who gets angry about it. The third section looks at a contrast of the punishment for those who defiantly dispute about divinity, and then it contrasts to the guidance in Jannah for those who believe. And then the section 4, from where the surah takes its name. It talks about Masjid al-Haram, the rites of Hajj, and an exhortation to focus on divinity. I love this bit. So ayah 27, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ, and do the adhan, call out to human beings, bilhajj, about Hajj. يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَىٰ كُلِّ ذَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ, and they will come to you on foot and on every type of transport, on every lean camel, coming from every remote path. It continues to say, so they may witness the advantages to them. Mention the name of Allah in these stated days. The surah talks about the tawaf, the going around the Kaaba, the halaka, the shaving of the heads, the feeding of the needy. But in all that, it talks about the respect to the signs of Allah. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever respects the signs of divinity, surely they are God-conscious. They're the ones who are conscious of the awesomeness of Allah in their hearts. In section 5, for the first time in historically, permission was granted to the oppressed who were made refugees to defend themselves. And there is a promise of divine assistance. After a reflection on creation in ayah 61 to 66, section 7 talks about appreciating Allah as the all-knowing, the judge, the mighty, the all-hearing, the all-seeing. And then it talks about the weakness of those who call upon other than Allah. This is in the form of a parable in ayah 73. It says, those who call upon other than Allah cannot even create a fly. And should a fly snatch away anything from them, they can't take it back from it. Weak is the invoker and the invoked. And finally, section 8. This is ayah 77 and 78. He says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, irqa'u, do ruku, wasjudu, do sijda, wa'abudu, and serve rabbakum, your rabb, waf'alu alkhayra la'allakum tuflihun, and do good so that you may succeed. In wajahidu fillahi haqqa jihadihi. Strive to get close to Allah. In other words, strive towards your full potential. Strive against all odds. And last but not least, the definition of a Muslim. He says, Huwa sammakumul muslimin. He named you Muslims. And what do they do? فَأَكِيمُ الصَّلَاةَ وَأَعْتُ الزَّكَاةَ وَأَعْتَصِمُوا بِاللَّهِ هُوَ مَوْلَاكُمْ فَنِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّسِيرُ. They establish salah, they give zakah, they hold on fast to Allah, for He is your mawla, He is your guardian, and how excellent the guardian, and how excellent the helper. If you forget anything, just remember that last bit. نِعْمَ الْمَوْلَى وَنِعْمَ النَّسِيرُ. Whenever you're in need, keep on repeating that again and again and again. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we actually earn the title of being a Muslim and that we are able one day to go back to visit His house. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ.